Assistant Secretary Boucher says about a dozen of the 26 NATO countries that have sent troops to Afghanistan did so on condition they be used only for humanitarian missions, not combat. Appearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Boucher expressed frustration with such restraints at a time when NATO forces are battling Taliban fighters to head off a threatened spring offensive by the insurgent group.
By and large, what you hear is from countries who say, well, we got authority from Parliament to go on a humanitarian mission to Afghanistan. We don't have authority to put our troops into active combat. And we're saying this is an alliance. Everybody needs to, you know, participate in whatever needs to be done. And because, you know, we had a Taliban resurgence, we have a mission to accomplish as an alliance.
Boucher said the United States continues to press its allies to provide the force NATO has committed for Afghanistan. He noted that France dropped restrictions on the use of troops and is prepared to use its forces when needed. Boucher said overall NATO is doing well but could do better. Some Democrats expressed skepticism about progress made in Afghanistan. Senator Bob Menendez, a New Jersey Democrat, said the Bush administration's focus on Iraq came at the expense of Afghanistan.
I don't think all that much progress has been made, and I think we have real challenges. Unfortunately, we diverted our attention from finishing the job in Afghanistan and went to Iraq.
But Assistant Secretary Boucher disagreed. He said there has been progress made in cracking down on the illicit drug trade, which has helped fuel the Taliban insurgency.
They've eradicated something like 6,700 hectares of poppy so far this year, whereas last year at this time it was down in the hundreds. So there is much more eradication.
Boucher also praised Pakistan for its cooperation, noting that the Pakistani government has launched attacks on training facilities and armed infiltrators and has arrested Taliban leadership figures. He also said Pakistan has been an important ally in the fight against Al-Qaeda.
Pakistan is enormously cooperative, is enormously engaged in this fight. No country has captured more Al-Qaeda or lost more men doing it than Pakistan.
Boucher added Pakistan can do more and said the United States continues to work with the country toward that end. Boucher appeared before the Senate panel to urge lawmakers to support President Bush's additional $100 billion request for military operations in Afghanistan and Iraq. Deborah Tafioi News, Capitol Hill.